Kevin McGuire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning.
Nevin!
The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
And now, strolling in, slim as ever, tanned. Here he is.
Tanned.
Nevin, how are you?
Marty, thank you. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning and welcome.
I'm very well.
Now, listen, this week, you were saying to me when I was talking to you on the phone that you felt you needed to do a bit of fish. Fish, you
well,
said.
Well, do you know what? I suppose through my seafood trails around the country, you see how hard fishermen work.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're an island. And I think we're getting much better eating fish. I'm using some lovely prawns in one recipe, and it's very with chorizo, which I'll explain, that it's kind of like a Spanish-inspired recipe. And they have a lovely recipe for hake, which
is great.
It's plentiful. And in the Basque region and in Spain, they absolutely adore hake. It's the number one eating fish. We catch so much of it in Ireland, and it's a beautiful, sustainable, good value. It's a lovely fish. It's not strong. It definitely is a gorgeous fish, and we're going to do a lovely crust in that.
Oh, why do you think they like it so much?
Good question. I think because they like the flavour of it. Marty, they do this dish, and underneath the kind of head or the jaw of the hake, there's a little
steady
kind
now,
of flappy
sensitive man.
I'm
here.
Sorry.
Steady now.
I'm sorry, Marty.
What do you want to tell me?
They do this a little kind of piece, what they call, they do a pill. So they actually, this part underneath the head of the hake, I know we're on radio, people can't see.
It's
but
a
just
neck.
Underneath them out the neck, exactly.
Or
the, cocottas, I think they call it, and they literally just cook that with a little bit of olive oil, a little touch of garlic, and it's one of these moments in TV when they're cooking it and you have to taste it, and it's not my kind of cup of tea.
No.
And I don't want to be disrespectful because it is so expensive, because somebody has to bone that out.
Yeah.
And they absolutely adore that. Now, they do cook the regular hake that we do, but this is a real speciality.
Yeah, that's the worry, isn't it, when you go somewhere and somebody says, you like this, I won't tell you what it is until afterwards.
I know.
And you're going,
it's true.
What the heck are you giving me?
You can never be disrespectful.
No.
You know, because, you know, somebody's gone to the trouble of catching that and cooking
exactly.
that. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it's very important to them, and they are thrilled to be able to give you this dish.
Yeah.
And then you're thinking,
you're right, and they're proud
of it. What the hell is this?
And this is probably a Pacific dish for their region.
Yes, yes.
So anyway, this is bringing it back very, very simple. We're using some lovely wholemeal bread. Some wheaten bread is perfect in the crust now. This is for the hake.
Okay.
So pecan nuts, Marty, are lovely. And if...
Oh, always.
You know, if you have any child allergy to nuts, leave it out. I've made this with pecan nuts, walnuts, or pine nuts. Not all three, any of them. A little bit of parsley chopped, some chives. Parsley I would use over chives, but you can use both. A little bit of grated lemon, and then a little bit of nutmeg. You melt some butter, add in the nutmeg, add in the lemon, and then you mix that all into the breadcrumbs. So you get your hake fillet. So hake is a round fish. Your fishmonger will fillet it and it'll pin bone it. Okay, so that's really important.
Sure.
So there's no bones. Keep the skin on, and then the skin side down, then you put your breadcrumbs on it. How do we make it stick? What I usually do is one egg yolk just to make it stick. Or what I do sometimes at home, and my daughter Lizzie loves this, is I brush it with pesto.
Oh.
Some basil pesto, some beautiful basil pesto, put on the breadcrumbs, then it goes into the oven. I have the oven at 200 degrees, okay? So it's quite a hot oven, and that's going to take about 12 to 14 minutes to cook. And can I just give you a little tip just for your listeners? When you're doing this, if you put a couple of cherry tomatoes on the vine, when they're cooked, the fish is cooked. So that's a little tip for you.
Oh, that's very clever.
A lot of people can of unintentionally overcooked fish, you know. You want it cooked, and just if you get a skewer or the point of a knife, go right into the thickest part of the fish, and if it's soft and it goes through, it's cooked. So don't, honestly, 15 minutes should do this in a good hot oven.
Okay.
Depending on the thickness of the hake, I should say that.
Yes.
So Marty, I just like to serve this with maybe some salad, a baked potato. It's just lovely with some broccoli too, or some little baby potatoes. So you do need something with it. Spinach, salad, whatever, buttered baby.
This is the healthiest thing I think you've ever come across. This.
Do you think so?
Yeah, well, I mean, the herb and nut roast with the hake, obviously, the broccoli, potato, it's lovely.
And your wholemeal bread.
And your wholemeal bread.
There we go.
There you go.
Yeah.
It'll keep you regular.
Yeah.
I think that is very, very good.
And not a prune in sight.
We don't do prunes, you know that. We never mention the mentioned the P word around here.
No, sorry.
No.
Slip it along.
Apart from basil pesto, you can
good man. Good
well-known
man.
Italian guitar.
But you know
player.
What? It's a recipe I'd say I make at least once every 2 weeks.
This guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And my daughter says, I'm having fish. Oh, will you do the crust on it?
Oh, no. That's gas.
So just, it's not
like
interesting.
It. Yes, go ahead.
For your listeners, so that children eating fish, that's
sure.
That's
well, you've been an advocate of this for so long. You've always, you're always going.
Yeah, but I hold my hands up. I'm from a family of nine. And when I was very young and silly, I used to run after my sisters with live lobsters, monkfish, that kind of thing, John Dory. So I kind of put them off fish.
Did you? What were you running out to
just having
them?
The crack.
Oh, I thought you were running
just having the
cook
crack.
Cook this for me. Cook this for
no,
me.
No, having the crack. When you see a full fish, because people get intimidated.
They do,
but
yes.
But you go to your fishmonger, they do
well,
all the
with
work.
Respect, not all fish are attractive.
Ah, true.
They
that's
might
true.
Taste nice, but they don't look
it's like
nice.
Monkfish. It'll not win a beauty competition.
It won't win
a
absolutely. But it's, to me, my favourite yeah. probably fish. Because,
is it?
Well,
boy.
Because it's like steak. Because
yeah,
it's, you're it's
right.
the texture.
Good
of
man.
Yeah, I love
good
it for
man.
That.
Good
but
man.
I wouldn't be taking one out on a date. I wouldn't be bringing them to the Three Arena for a concert.
You and a monkfish.
Me and a monkfish. That's kind of a...
Oh, you're good.
That's like we're on drugs or something. Now, what's
we have another one.
Prawns.
So it's peri-peri prawns with chorizo.
Oh, lovely.
So we'll talk about the dressing and then we'll come back to the prawns and the chorizo. So the dressing is some grilled peppers. Just put them into a food processor with some harissa spice, smoked paprika, one clove of garlic and some lemon juice. And a little touch of sugar gives lovely sweetness to this.
This
extra
lovely.
Virgin olive oil and you blitz this. So this is a lovely dressing. So we'll just take away from all the fish. This is great with chicken, any kind of grilled meats. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's going to keep for about a month in your fridge in an airtight container or a Kindler jar. So it's a great dressing to keep. I would even think just off the top of my head, just some goat's cheese, warm
okay.
goat's cheese or goat's cheese salad.
It's lovely.
That drizzle over. It's lovely.
Oh, it
so you're getting a little bit of kick from the harissa, that smokiness from the paprika is so good. Really
and what sort of prawns do you like to use?
Okay, then? So I like to use, if you can afford them, the Dublin Bay called langoustines. They're the best.
But they're not
expensive.
From Dublin.
I know.
Where are they from?
They usually put, well, they're caught, a lot of them are caught off, it's called a porcupine, so which is way, way out Cork. I've never visited on a boat, but that's what I hear a lot of
all
fishermen
right.
talking. Now, we get some from Donegal, but they're only in season for maybe 2 months.
Killybegs,
direction. Killybegs,
yeah.
You're right.
But why?
Yeah.
I wonder why they're called Dublin Bay.
Yeah, that's a good question. You put me in the spot.
Come on, notice you wouldn't know. Why would you know? But they're coming out of Cork, basically.
Oh, well, a lot of them, and I'm sure they're caught all over, like, you know,
probably,
they're fishermen.
Yeah.
They all have their kind of quotas, so they'd be catching them in Hote. Sure, when I was out in Hote.
Oh,
sure,
fantastic.
I got some of the best Dublin Bay prawns.
Isn't it beautiful?
Langoustines. Oh my God, it was fantastic.
Yeah. My sister-in-law, Karen, they use prawns a lot out there.
Yeah.
But they're literally off the boat.
And can I tell you, like, you can get prawns, Dublin Bay prawns that are peeled and they're frozen and they're perfect. Once you defrost them, just overnight in the fridge or just in a little bit of cold water, they'll be perfect to use because they're peeled. You'll pay a little bit extra because, you know, the work is done.
Well, it's hard work.
Yeah, it is hard work.
Like if you do it yourself,
is.
That's not a laugh
is.
A minute.
Yeah.
That,
so you asked me, okay, you could use tiger prawns, jumbo prawns, there's loads of different prawns.
But jumbo because you're...
Yeah, but go to your local fishmonger.
Yeah.
They'll advise you.
Yeah.
The chorizo, try and pick a nice one that's nice one. There's a nice Irish one, Gubeen Smokehouse, that do a lovely one. So there is. So there's lots of lovely... Well, there's not lots. There's a couple of nice Irish ones. The authentic ones definitely come from Spain.
Okay.
They definitely
yes,
do.
Yeah.
So what you do on your skewers... Remember we talked last week about the chicken skewers?
Oh, the water.
Things that we're getting value for our book from those
that's
bamboo
right,
steamers.
That's right, yeah.
Or the bamboo skewers, should I say. So you put on your little prawn, a little slice of chorizo, both of them. This is a great one for the barbecue. It's cook in 5 minutes, put your prawn and chorizo on your little sticks, brush it with that sauce, 2 to 3 minutes either side. And that's the great thing about prawns, they'll cook fast. You mentioned something
yes.
to me, this would work really well with monkfish. Really good. And probably might be even a little bit cheaper. I wouldn't say it's much cheaper but than the prawns.
Right.
You know, they have got expensive.
Yes, they have.
You know, like everything,
like,
it's gone up in price. But, you know, they're a very...
Is.
There's nothing like those prawns. They're,
yeah.
they're the king of shellfish.
No, definitely. That's lovely. But there it is. So it's herb and nut roasted hake, remembering our friend Basil Pesto, and the peri-peri prawns with chorizo. That's gorgeous.
Just
I
two
love
lovely
that.
Recipes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think the dressing with the prawns will work really well if you keep... So there's lots of inspiration. And I should have said, that crust will work for cod and haddock. These are all, you know, haddock's very sustainable, whiting, they're plentiful, you know, so don't be afraid, but hake is a great fish.
Yes, it is, yeah. And speaking of the prawns, I still have a little bit of harissa sauce left from the last time I made your recipe.
Well done.
Yeah, I say, like in a little tube, like toothpaste. But not to be confused with toothpaste.
Yeah, you're right.
Just to be aware. Anyway,
man.
There it is. Piri piri prawns with chorizo and herb nut roasted egg. Thanks, Evan. That's great.
Thank you, Marty. You have a great weekend.
I will. Look, I'm looking forward to this. I'm just thinking fish, prawn.
Get out the fishing rod.
All right, here's Matt Monroe now on Prawn Free.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.